Have you ever rung the Auckland City Council? I do a lot, and they seldom listen. Then there is telecom, computer-generated voice, which is so annoying. You know it's not listening. It doesn't have any ears. If they do listen, they do so with their minds made up, and as a consequence, I am left dissatisfied. The council, of course, is not alone in this mode of mind-made-up customer service. Listening seems to be a lost art. Look at Zimbabwe, where the people voted to remove Robert Mugabe. He didn't like what he heard, and so he ignored the people. I googled listening. There are 205 million sites dedicated to listening. The word listen is used more than 400 times in the Bible, where listening is often inconvenient. Abraham, Isaiah, and Noah listen to God, and it completely changes their thinking and understanding. The subject is taught in business schools as an important managerial skill. Counselors and therapists also study the subject. There are numerous papers and theses written on the subject. So why is such an important communication skill used so badly? Why do we as friends, colleagues, and neighbors fail to listen to the message? If I feel frustrated that I'm not being listened to, how angry must the marginalized groups such as immigrants, teenagers, and the homeless in our society feel? I can think of many world leaders who are not good listeners, but I find it difficult to think of current leaders who are good listeners. They may, in fact, be listening and express an abundance of empathy, but the result is little change. The church often falls into this category. How many of the problems within the Anglican Communion on the eve of the Lambeth Conference are the result of different factions refusing to listen? It is little wonder we are surrounded by bigotry and violence. Today's Gospel from Matthew includes the verse, "Let anyone with ears listen." This is a recurring theme in the Synoptic Gospels. Jesus frequently points out to the disciples the importance of listening. So what skills do we need to listen effectively? Listening requires, of course, a pair of ears, but there is a non-verbal element to listening. Listening effectively is when the speaker seeks to understand the one talking, and this seems to be the hard part. When the disciples didn't hear the message as Jesus intended it, it wasn't their ears at fault, but their spiritual perception. Sometimes we don't listen because we are preoccupied. We can't hear past our own presumptions and prejudices, can't hear past our own opinion that is listened to, our desire to be the important one, our need to share our wisdom. Listening to each other is important to avoid conflict, hurt, and injustice. We listen attentively to Michael and the singing group each Sunday, and hopefully to the sermon. Daily, we passively absorb from the media in various forms. Seldom do we reflect on this information. In the case of TV ads, we unwittingly take on messages in the subconscious. In the case of campaigns against drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and domestic violence, this is not a bad thing. But it does leave the possibility to be manipulated by some powerful sector in society. This manipulative communication is, of course, propaganda. Think of how damaging this can be. Remember Hitler's Nuremberg rallies, or more recent times, the lies that led to the current Iraq war. To achieve attentive listening, we need to be genuinely interested in hearing and understanding the other person's point of view. Our body language must express our interest in what that person is saying. We also need to verify that we have understood what was being said. The skill is not just hearing the words, but listening for the message. As a mother, I have not always listened attentively, and it has usually cost me. I agreed to buy those really expensive and oh-so-necessary trainers. Teenagers are very skilled in knowing when you are not listening, and that is when they ask for the things you don't want them to have. All parents, listen inattentively at your peril. Another type of listening is hearing the message underneath the words being spoken. Often your child may be saying, "I don't want to go to school today, I'm sick." In fact, there may well be no illness, but a problem at school. It's about hearing the message, not just the words. Being verger at St. Matthew's requires attentive listening. The nervous bride, the mother or father who knows how to organise the wedding ceremony far better than we do, and my nemesis, first security, clamping cars during funerals, all need me to show empathy and acceptance that I understand what they are saying, and of course I will endeavour to make sure the bride's special day is special, and the mum and dad are shown an alternative way as diplomatically as possible. However, first security do not get an empathetic reply. It's more in the way of remove those clamps right now. I am often in conversation with streeties, and the topics are various. When listening to Jim or Joe, I always give them my time, my attention, eye contact, a smile, or I commiserate. We share a worry or a pleasure, and the reward is in the listening. It is not advice they need, it is my attention and acknowledgement of their existence as members of our community. To listen to streeties generally means I am taken out of my Pākehā middle-class world, and that has been an unexpected challenge and reward for me. Two Sundays ago, Clay spoke about the importance of hospitality in being a Christian. Last Sunday, Glyn spoke of the importance of spirituality. Both hospitality and spirituality cannot be attained without listening to ourselves and to each other. Listening to our own small voice leads to a deepening of relationships and a greater sense of self for all. This kind of communication isn't limited to human interactions. Listen to an animal, the waves on the beach, or the roar of traffic in Hobson Street, and you will come to a greater appreciation of your place in the universe. This spiritual listening is contemplative. It is essentially prayer. We may listen to our hearts and minds wide open, fearlessly accepting that we will be changed along with those to whom we listen. For those willing to listen properly, there are wonderful things to learn. Let us each day spend time listening to nature, our environment, and humankind. Listen to God, just as Abraham, Noah, and Isaiah did before us. It may rock our world, but the world will be a better place.